Hi all, hope you're all keeping well today and looking forward to the weekend. It's Friday, August the 6th. I'm Paul Derrick with your daily update from Suffolk News. First up, something that affects most of us. We have the news that car parking income in West Suffolk could be nearly £1 million short of budget this financial year due to reduced demand. West Suffolk Council's Performance and Audit Scrutiny Committee was briefed on the alarming worst-case scenario financial forecast on Thursday. The head one of the areas where actual income was forecast to be lower than budgeted was car parking. Next, there's some fascinating pictures on our site of the impact of the heatwave on the popular Abbey Gardens in Bury St Edmunds. Aerial photos taken of the park's bowling green, compared with pictures taken in February 2020, highlight how the ongoing dry spell has affected the previously healthy green grass. A council says they are heeding advice to be prudent with water use. Check out the pictures on our website. Meanwhile, we have an interesting data story which shows the share of homegrown doctors and nurses joining England's NHS is at its lowest for 7 years. As an example, West Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust saw the share of UK staff joining the trust dropped by 1.1 percentage points between 2015 and 2021, and the share of EU staff joining the trust dropped by 9.9 percentage points. Over the same period, the share of staff recruited from the rest of the world rose by 11 percentage points. You can read about your area's NHS trust on the site. Elsewhere, parish councillors in Palgrave have opposed the construction of Britain's second largest solar farm in the village. At a meeting this month, all members of the council voted to oppose the 223-acre Grange solar farm. If approved, the development would be roughly the size of 334 football pitches. Also on the site, something for the vinyl record enthusiasts among you. A Bury St Edmunds shop is preparing to give away thousands of vintage records ahead of a major refurbishment. At the end of August, Vinyl Hunter in St John's Street hopes to move to a pop-up location in the town centre, while the front of the shop is transformed into a cafe area and community space. Check out the full story online. That's all for today. Don't forget to follow Suffolk News on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Plus you can subscribe to the IM News app. Just head to suffolknews.co.uk/subscribe. That's all. Thanks everyone and have a great weekend. Bye now.